Now, from a city of austerity to a place of opulence on the outskirts of Paris, where a train has been outfitted to evoke a kingly French residence, the Palace of Versailles. Of course, Louis XIV never took that train ride. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports how their Versailles train amounts to a mobile sneak preview of the palace for tourists, which still stands as a symbol of the riches of a past age.
Oh, we cannot miss it. Oh, vite!
It's early morning in downtown Paris as we run to jump aboard one of the newly decorated commuter trains to Versailles.
So welcome in Versailles.
That's Bertrand Gosselin with the French state rail company, the SNCF. Gosselin says the idea for the trains came up in a joint meeting between officials from the palace and from the rail line that goes there.
And we decided to make something different. Why not make something inside trains to be already in Versailles when you take your train in Paris?
The rail cars are decorated on the inside in seven different motifs depicting the grandeur of Versailles. There's the Hall of Mirrors, the Queen's Bedroom, and the lavish gardens. Gosselin elaborates.
We have the Grand Trianon.
Which was what?
Which was a kind of private room for the king to have relations with women.
It's a little early for that.
Yeah.
There are 30 decorated trains running on the inner city rail line that links Paris to Versailles and other suburbs. Around 500,000 people a day use the line, commuters and tourists. About a quarter of them will be lucky enough to board the Versailles train, whether they're headed to the palace or not.
My name is Joe Hastings. That's my wife, Christina Cunanan. We're from San Francisco, and we just took the train to Versailles, and we found this beautiful covering. Yeah, I think it's well done because it's beautiful. It makes you realize the elegance that you're going to be entering.
For Turkish tourist Beliz Kudat, the train is a little taste of home.
Lovely. We began to take some photos. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Actually, we're from Istanbul, so it's a bit like Orient Express.
The wallpaper that transforms the inside of each rail car into a room from the chateau is made from a special plastified film. The vivid images are cut perfectly to conform to the double-decker train's shape and surface area. And it's not just the tourists who are agog.
Oh, this is realistic. Magnifique.
Roscoe Asher is holding a broom and gazing at the paintings on the ceiling. Asher is a janitor on his way to work. This is so much nicer to look at than the graffiti, he says. It's a real joy. In her office at the chateau, Catherine Pegard, the head of Versailles, is happy to hear such reports. She thinks that's the main reason the trains haven't been vandalized.
Alors là, on est très fiers.
We're very proud that there's been basically no graffiti or tags on these trains, and I think it's because beauty demands respect, and beauty makes people happier, so maybe they have less of a desire to do damage.
I leave the chateau and head back to Paris.
We're changing cars because we want to see all the different decorations. So, Monsieur Gosselin, where are we now?
The bibliothèque of the
library.
The library of the king.
What books did he have? Can we go see?
In the library car, we find Parisian Ingrid Lefebvre reading her newspaper, surrounded by Louis XVI's books.
Incroyable! C'est la fausse bibliothèque.
It's incredible, she says. Of course it's fake, but it's well done, and it makes you feel a little closer to history. But not everyone is moved by the decor. In a city often described as an open-air museum, the abundance of art and beauty has apparently left some of its denizens a little blasé. Bernard Nevio is one of them.
Frankly, I'm indifferent to it. After all, it's nothing but a copy, an ersatz copy.
Still, for this reporter, riding through Paris in Marie Antoinette's boudoir beats taking a regular commuter train any old day. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, aboard the Versailles train in Paris.
How do you get an assignment like that? You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.